This is a Doxcast, not an Argon Soxcast, or a Bendis and Loxcast. Now I'm hungry. This is a Doxcast. It's a nerdy Toxcast. Discuss a Moxcast with Rich Early and friends.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another updated episode of the Doxcast. I am your co-host, Josh Trumbo, and with me, as always, is the weekly Richard Early.
Rich, well, bi-weekly right now, right? Because we missed last week.
we did miss a week there due to circumstance. We missed 2 weeks actually because we had the Memorial Day holiday, and then last week was just kind of insane.
Lots of stuff happening. So
we decided to give it a rest, and then we're back now. For better or worse.
Actually live. I just want to chime in here. We got Zachary, we got Blake, and Chad Wallach just joined us. And Chad, I'm sorry. I assume your bedtime is not 6 o'clock, so we won't be putting you to sleep this evening.
You can catch a little nap before supper. It's all right.
That's true. so we're back with another... Well, tell us what a Doxcast is.
Oh, well, a Doxcast is a Paradox podcast. We just... mashed the two names together to save time. We record these episodes. We've been doing them somewhat weekly for the past little while, and then of course releasing them on their new episodes available every Monday, except when we don't get them done or take a little break. It's just a podcast to talk about things that are going on in the store. Every so often we have some special guests that we invite on and interview. But mostly right now, with the ever-developing situation, the global pandemic, it's been a good platform for us to get some information out and just kind of keep people posted on what's going on in the store, what things to look forward to. If you happen to miss, if we put something unique or interesting in the web store or something like that, that's what we do. So we're here. It is Sunday night. Supposedly we're going to be enveloped by tornadoes at some point. I think that's the next plague that's supposed to hit. And we figured we'd get something done sooner rather than later, so that we don't get interrupted by emergency broadcast equipment or anything. So that's...
I just want to point out that Chad not only says bummer, but Chad is now marked as a top fan.
He is. It's about time.
I don't know if that's good or bad for him.
He might be bummed about that too.
Yeah, bummer. today, kind of similar to what we've been doing. We're gonna do some store updates and general chit chat. And if you guys have questions as we go along, please let us know. Chime in. Definitely going to cover some topics you will be most likely have comments, have opinions on, from things like DC and Diamond to a cool... If you're a comic book fan, or if you're a fan of just like when really cool things happen in Fargo, you should definitely stick around, because we have kind of a big thing that we're going to announce.
We do have an actual... pretty big announcement, and we're going to save that for a little while in, so you guys have to wait and listen to us. Apparently Aliens are next in July. Plagues happen in August, so that's good. Thank you, Parker. We needed to...
We got some time. That's good. So, hey, Michelle Norris. Listen, Michelle, Parker, Jason, Cameron, you guys don't want to go anywhere. I know you might want to tune out normally, but you don't want to do that. We have actual... gigantic announcement. Same with you, Blake. These are all my comic guys in the thread, and I mean, we could just tell them, but I don't know.
Now we got to build some suspense.
Yeah, you guys can start guessing if you want, but we have a gigantic announcement. You do, Chad, and this one is really cool. Like, even our specifically comic people, or comics and other things. I think what we're going to tell them is something that we're... people are going to recognize what we're talking about. it's going to be exciting.
So what other exciting news do we have to fill time with?
Well, Well, I don't know. I mean, I'd like to tackle the DC Diamond situation a little bit. It's, you know, the primary topic of the weekend, even if you're not, I mean, you can't really have avoided it, even if you're not strictly a comic fan, right? So,
yeah, I mean, no, go for it.
Yeah, I mean, so what I posted on Facebook yesterday, though, was, I'll open up a little bit more here, but bottom line, because well, you can't shut me up once you give me a microphone. but you know, really, the emphasis is that the business of comics is my responsibility, you know, mine, yours, Darren's, Eric's, Colin, you know, so on and so forth, right? Like, the only thing our fans need to do is love comics, right? Like, that's their job. and it should stop there. But we just don't live in a world anymore where things are separated or behind a veil. So when big things happen, heck, even when small things happen, you know, it's all over Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and so on. And so, I mean, on Friday morning, and this has been an ongoing thing, but on Friday morning, DC Comics announced the ending of their relationship with Diamond Comic Distributors. If you don't know what that means, we've, for about 25 years or so, we have had a single distribution model in the comic book industry, meaning just Diamond Comics was the only place that you could get new periodical comic books. Obviously, you can get graphic novels, any number of channels, you know, from Barnes & Noble to Amazon to Target, Walmart, you know, so on and so forth, right? So that is not a, I gotta sneeze.
Oh, there it was.
I can do about it. So the ramifications of this, you know, before I toss in a few more things than what I've said before, the ramifications of this to the end user, the fan, you know, our customers, I don't think are going to be gigantic. I really don't. Now, what's probably going to continue to be a bigger factor is the pandemic continuing and so on, right? Like that's a more, I mean, I think it's probably likely some of these things that are happening are due to the pandemic, you know, causing people to make new decisions and change things. So I just want to throw out Greg Donovan and Leo Andre. You guys want to stick around? We have got a gigantic announcement coming up about comics and an opportunity you are going to want to hear about. So same to Corey Hoyland. Corey's going to want to stick around. Trust me. So big comic announcement coming up in a little bit here. So. But yeah, you know, I mean, I think in general, you know, we already had an account with one of the new distributors. They broke the country up sort of in half to make shipping convenient. And the reality is there are a lot of things about this deal that I don't like. But I'm going to come at it from a different perspective, right? COVID-19 has changed everything, and it has driven people into survival mode. I mean, I say that, you know, the motto at the store is that we are just literally in survival mode, which is like all we're doing is focusing on today and whatever we have to do that's right in front of us, and then again tomorrow, and then again, you know, even talking about 2 days from now is like 2 months, so there's just no and I'd like to chime in too. I'd like to also say, Josh, it's my opinion that thinking the pandemic and the effects of the pandemic have come to an end, you know, concerns me. You know, and I am continuing to act like it is, that is not true. So, but anyway, yeah, so, you know, the consequences on me are, more work, and some upfront difficulties. There's definitely an issue with subscription management, for instance. We use the Diamond Comics Comic Suite program, And it's currently that manages all subscriptions, but now, you know, a third of the comic, or 30% of all comics will not be managed by that point of sale system. So we have to come up with a plan. You know, how are we going to, if someone has a list with Image, Marvel, DC, Boom, all on it, we have to manage their DC books differently than the others, you know? So,
right.
I mean, it's not the end of the world. We'll figure out how to do it. But the big thing customers need to know is the continuity is there. The books, you're never going to miss a book. We've said that from the beginning when they started doing this. If we ever thought that we couldn't get books by not ordering from these guys, you know, that we would order from these guys. And now, you know, I that's for sure what we're doing, obviously. So a lot of people have talked about the fact that for a long time we've discussed how Diamond is a monopoly.
Mm-hmm.
And that they're glad to see the end of the monopoly. In some ways, I can't disagree with that. You know, it's always, you know, competition is good, and our industry has been stuck for a really long time. I mean, I started going, it's stuck long before this, but I started going to Comics Pro 3 years ago. And the topic at every one is how the industry is stuck, how it's not moving forward, how does it need to change? And nothing changes.
Mm-hmm.
So in many ways, someone has forced a change. You know, will it be good? Will it be bad? I don't know. But at some point, you can't just keep saying that there's a problem, and you go back, and you go back, and you go back, and you keep doing the same thing. Because that is what we've done since the 3 years I've been at Comics Pro. So... And believe me, I'm taking a different tack here than I've been taking behind the scenes. The only particular issue, the fundamental issue for me, is how this has taken part so far. Now, it's possible that there's just a lot more we don't know. There could be some really positive things that emerge out of this. I do think this gives DC a lot of tools that they did not have. I think it's possible now to implement a retail store program more akin to the WPN, mm-hmm. which was virtually impossible when you were part of a group of publishers through this one distributor. There was just no body to no entity to make that happen. So this gives them a lot of tools that they didn't have before. It could possibly lead to an alignment of product in a way we just don't even know yet. You know, the fact that comics come out on the same day as their Blu-rays and you know, anything else Warner Brothers, AT&T is going to release, right? So, sure. You know, I just don't know. My personal issue as it has unfolded is just that I the timing, as a small business owner, what I need right now, what I've needed since COVID started, is I need certainty and things I can count on. And that's what's been taken away. For all I know, nobody wanted that, and it's just this is just how it went down. You know, I there's no way for me to know, and I can talk to you until you're blue in the face about my speculation, about retailer speculation, so on and so forth. But again, going back to the beginning, right? Like, it's customers' jobs to love comics and our job to provide comics for them to love. So, mm-hmm. and we're set up to do that with no problem at all. Hell, if anything, for the first time in our history, we have got comic employees 7 days a week. I mean, every hour that store is open, and it's limited hours right now, but it's 11 to 6, 7 days a week, finally. Today was our first Sunday open since March. Yay! You know, so you walk in the door, you'll find a comic expert. So, you know, we're more prepared to react to changes like this. But yeah, I mean, I just wish it was a little bit of a smoother transition and certain other things as well. So, mm-hmm. I mean, if you want to talk to me more deeply about it, I mean, you know, publicly, I don't know. It doesn't make any sense to me to go, you know, tell my customers anything other than, like I said, their job is to love comics. So if you want to support comic shops through this, if you want to support Paradox, I spend money.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, like, it's cynical, and I'm sorry, like, I you know, but I mean, the best thing you can do is make sure you've got a subscription, make sure you're up to date on, and you're working with us on your subscription, just make sure you're as on top of those things, and then make sure you're picking it up we always say a month, but boy, right now, everybody who can pick up weekly, that's great. So, yeah. I don't know. I mean, Josh, it's not too direct of an issue for you, so I don't know if you have, you know, anything to chime in too much about it, but, you know, there you go.
Yeah, not really, because I think I only have two books going to my box right now, and neither of them are DC, so, but even if I did, I think the point stands that there really shouldn't be any, currently, at least, the customers shouldn't really see anything else on their end. You still order your books or come in and check out the new comic racks and you pick them up and buy them. I think that's probably the important thing to take away here, that, you know, whatever your opinion is of that move and the monopoly and everything on it, I'm sure there's plenty to discuss there, but it's not going to affect how customers get their comics. So,
right.
Parker had a couple questions. If he shows up tomorrow, one, do you need a mask? Yes, you do. We have actually on the Paradox CNC website, there's a big Paradox Together thing that links to a blog post, and that goes through the current rules and precautions that we've currently have in place to make the shopping experience as safe as possible for customers and employees. So definitely would recommend checking that out if you haven't, because that'll help you avoid any surprises, I suppose. But yes,
well, and Parker too. We've been targeting June 15th as our next decision point on a lot of things. We feel that 6 weeks out from when North Dakota opened, opened its doors, so to speak. So that's been kind of a date we've targeted. Those of you wondering about events and decisions around events, you know, we have our next event meeting on Tuesday night, and we have certain metrics that we're looking for and so on and so forth. And the same is true the point is that right now, yes, we actually are still requiring masks. I know in North Dakota, that's virtually unheard of at this point, and I really appreciate how kind everybody's been. We have masks for you to just use. You don't have to bring one. You don't have to own one. You don't have to buy one. You can literally just use one of our nerdy masks and leave it, and we wash them constantly. So, and then back issues. So here's the deal on back issues. Yes, you can do that. Right now, we finally assembled all our back issues. We pulled everything into one area of the store. Nothing is priced, and our old price model is up in the air. So the $2, $5 model using is suspended. So you are more than welcome to browse. However, you got to make sure that we have a comic employee on hand and knows that you're closing and work with them. And you just got to be prepared for, depending on what you pull out, like everything's just being looked up right now. And Parker, you will undoubtedly know book pricing and everything better than whoever is around and helping you. That happens a lot, right? Like you often know way more about your hobbies as customers than we do, because we have to be good at everything. So we can't be experts at almost anything, it feels like. So, and backing up to his other comment, you know, breaking the diamond monopoly. Again, you know, I'd say two things. I'd say, unfortunately, the timing is a particularly big issue in my mind. I don't really want to go into why. If you want to know why I think the timing is a big issue, you know, PM me. I'll be more specific, but I don't think that it's logical to really flail about that. So, but the other thing I'd say is be careful what you wish for. We don't know. I mean, you know, from Parker's perspective, let's say I'm a customer, right? I'm not really sure why Diamond being a monopoly is actually a good or a bad thing. I mean, the end result is for a comic customer to get their comics. And sometimes I wonder if the conversation between the retailers, the distributors, and the publishers leaked out too far into the public. Now, Parker might have a very good, you know, most of what customers will come up with really aren't Diamond's fault, for instance. Diamond's simply a distributor platform. Marvel, DC, Image, Boom, they're the ones who make individual publishing decisions. So things like variant programs or, you know, so on and so forth, that all goes back to the publishers, you know, not through Diamond. there's some arguments to be made, but these are mostly broken down now too about who makes it into the previews catalog and so on and so forth. But with the rise of Kickstarters now, with the rise of the ability to sell comics on other digital platforms and so on and so forth, I don't know how big of an issue those are anymore. So, but let me put it as simply as possible, Parker. Let's say that Diamond Comics cannot sustain losing 30% of its income, right? So the one reliable distributor we have suddenly shattered. Now it is, let's say, closed by July. Well, where are the comics coming from then? You know, what, and again, maybe it's a short-term problem, but what if it's not a short-term problem? You know, if everyone has to scramble around to figure out where to publish their books, and if we have to scramble around where to get them, and we have to order them from five or six different distributors or things like that. I mean, this is a move that at least temporarily, I feel the comic book industry is in a lot of jeopardy right now. I don't know that. So and another issue too, there's a little over 2,000 accounts at Diamond. I'm not convinced that by a week from Monday, all 2,000 of those accounts can move over to one of the two new distributors in time to place their orders. I'm not sure we can contact all of them. There are still a lot of shops who do everything by paper. They turn in previews, order forms with paper order forms. They don't follow the internet. You know, I'm worried there's going to be a break in service because people simply don't know what's going on and don't have enough time and energy or, you know, ability to catch up when their time and energy should be focused on the safety and health of their staff, given many things that are going on. So, the positive is we don't know what's coming down the road, you know, and I think, you know, there could be really good things, but boy, just be careful what we all wish for. So those of you who've been wrong long enough to hear, know about, remember Hero. I mean, that's another thing too, is, you know, it's the old, you know, people who don't remember history are doomed to repeat it. So there you go. All right. Now what?
Yeah. So let's do a couple of other, because we're about halfway done. Let's talk on touch on a couple of other things that I think will be less prone to talking about for and using up the rest of our time. So I just wanted to make sure to touch on make sure people know that we did just get our first restock board games and role-playing books just this last week. So there was a live unboxing video. If you missed that, you can watch it again. Or if you're looking for something specific, you can check in with the store. But that's very exciting, especially for me. because, you know, I do... like my board games, so it's nice to know that we're things are starting to move a little bit more, and we'll see more of those things coming in. My Arkham packs should be coming in sometime in the near future, so my habit will be sated. So that's
actually
a really good thing.
And we have tons of big news on board games too. So.
Mm-hmm.
Josh, your Arkham pack, I think those were new this week, right? I mean, those could be here tomorrow, actually, on Monday. So, you know, Asmodee, boy, it's not a good week for, or it's not a good year for Jeffy Enterprises. DC left Diamond, but the other thing is that Asmodee, who owns, I don't know, what do you think, what percentage of, you know, board game publishers does Adam Asmodee own
it? Is it 80 at this point? I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, they probably own half or more of the major game publishers, right? I mean, the Z-Man, FFG, and so on and so forth, right?
Yeah.
But they, you know, they left, they announced this last summer, they were parting ways with Alliance Distribution as of July 1st, but we've got our, the cool thing is we have our Asmodee account set up, we got our first order placed. Had events gone a little bit differently during the week, we would have had this week's releases on the day that they came out. And that's the big news. Even though this past week does not reflect this, now the problem of the last 2 years is gone. The problem of us not having the new releases the day they come out from FFG, especially in like the chapter packs and everything, that day is over. That we're done with that. So, and it is strictly because of Asmodee leaving Alliance. So Alliance's practices make a lot of sense in many ways. They don't make any sense in the micro. You know, if you need to get 8 copies of a $15 thing and get it on time, Alliance isn't very good at that. Mm-hmm. If you want to place a $1,000 board game order and have it packed really well and get all kinds of different things and a release date isn't a big issue, great. You know, like, but yeah, so yeah, it's exciting, basically. So
yeah,
and a good thing. So
yeah, so that's some good news there for all of our table toppers.
Yeah. And so 60 is my guess. What is Chad guessing about?
He's guessing that Asmodee has 60% of all the.
Oh, gotcha. Like,
yeah.
Yeah, no, I mean, I think you're probably in the ballpark. And I mean, that's a weird number, right? Because of Kickstarter and everything else now. So it doesn't.
Considering how many trivia games Chad has won, I would probably bet on him rather than my guess. So
wits and wagers.
Yeah.
This is the percentage of the board game industry controlled by Asmodee.
That should absolutely be one in there.
Yeah, everybody can throw in and we'll bet and find out who's right or so. Somebody can look it up. So that's number one. Now, here's number two. This is actually this is a major announcement. It isn't the comic announcement. It's a major announcement. Mm-hmm. So in response to COVID and in not in response, but we're finally going to implement something that we've discussed for about 2 years, which is we're launching what we call Paradox Rewards. So, I mean, at first, this is going to be less of a discount benefit than it had been, but that's because we need to start at square one. We don't want to mm-hmm. screw this thing up as we build it outward. So that means that the only place to start it is as simple as possible. So, I mean, effective immediately, I shouldn't say that, effectively any day. I don't want to say it's going to be Monday, but by Wednesday for sure, you will now have a reward program at the shop in place of our usual model of, you know, having a big event sale every month or 2 months. I mean, there's two reasons. One, gathering, inspiring a large amount of people to come to the shop for a day or a weekend is just mm-hmm. not something we can do right now. Right.
Right.
And so we have to find an alternate model to deliver a sale so we're just going to do the simplest thing, which is we're just going to put the sale in your hands. When you buy stuff, you earn rewards. You can decide when to come in and spend those rewards. And it's that simple. Now, this will work on full price items, in board game, graphic novel, supply categories, role-playing games, dice, and miniatures, okay? It does not apply to new comics because they have their own discount program, and we're not going to overlap those things. It does not apply to back-issue comics or single Magic cards because those are collectibles. And it doesn't apply to the card games because they all get unique pricing. So basically, it applies to anything that's full priced, and then all these other things we have methods for, and we cannot double up the discount we already give or the deal we already give up those things and then add in a reward on top. I wouldn't mind working towards that. I think there's a way to, because right now it's going to be a little bit of a mess where the store has multiple different systems taking place. And so our ultimate goal is to have only one system. But because the discounting is going to work, the reward we give that can apply to a graphic novel does not work the same way that it might apply to a Magic single or a back issue or an already discounted booster box. So we've just got to work our way towards being able to do that correctly. And it could be that, you know, it could be that all items, say booster boxes, just simply go up to full price. And then depending on something about your rewards is when you then qualify for those discounts. But I mean, I'm not going to figure that out now. I know what I can figure out, which is it's a very simple system. I don't know. I've been talking a lot, Josh. You want to explain how we're doing it?
Yeah. Run them through it real quick. So this is something we've actually done a couple of times in the past for various reasons. I can't remember off the top of my head what they were, but we did this over a weekend, for example, and the idea worked fairly well, and so we feel pretty confident about this, that this will be a boon to everyone, ultimately. And the way it works is, for every $20 you spend, you get $2, a $2, not a gift card per se, but essentially $2 in rewards that you can use on a future purchase. And then for every, and when you hit a $50 point, you get an additional $2. So that means if you spend $20, you'll get $2 in rewards. If you spend $40, you get $4 in rewards. If you spend $60, you would get $8. Excuse me. Don't get 80 if you spend 60. That would be, whew. It's because you get 2 for 20, 4 for 40, 6 for 60, but then you get another $2 for crossing that $50 threshold. And so that's the basic meat of it. And it just goes like that all the way up, as much as you want to spend. And then those things, those reward points, those reward dollars can be spent on other full price merchandise, with a few exclusions. I believe there was like card sleeves. I don't have the list in front of me, which is poor planning, but that's what people tune in for.
There are just a few exclusions that just, they're all logical. Every one of them, if you know much about the business, you'd understand why we make. Now, this is actually going to include even pre-orders too. So we're basically, I mean, the fact is with COVID right now, you know, we've been in a profit battle for a long time. I mean, if you've watched us selling off board games, we can't give a huge selection of board games and a huge discount both. I realize the internet can apparently do that, and you know, good for the internet. So now what we're going to be looking for when we start this off is, bottom line, my store needs to make more profit, but the goal is not to do it, at the, yes, customers who support us are going to functionally spend a little bit more, right? It's absolutely true. However, support us and trust us. You know us, you know, we've been, you know, we're going to take care of you. So as we figure things out and as we get this system working, which part of that is, as you come in, if all goes well, potentially by the end of the week, we will have this all as part of our point of sale system. So you'll come in, if you don't have an account, you'll create an account, and then your purchases will just get tracked. Your purchases and rewards will all get tracked through our system. So as long as that happens, awesome. Things will be great. So what we may do once we. And we need to be hardcore. We need to lock this down. I mean, look, you know, you're getting 10% back. You're getting more than 10% when you break those $50 numbers. And instead of a discount, you can just literally bring stuff in and get stuff for free. You know, if you're looking for a $40 board game, you know how many points you need to get it, right? And and you don't have to worry about it being 25% off. You know, you just come take it. So, you know, it's a new way of thinking. Basically, we eventually will do things like have double point rewards. You know, we might do pre-order items specifically where we say, if you pre-order this, you get double points. Or we might say, if you earn so many points, you do get a 20% off discount, right? But first things first, we need to watch the thing and learn how to make it work. We could go with all that today and find out that we gave too much and then have to backtrack. So that to us doesn't make any sense, and hope you guys are willing to be patient while we figure this out. So,
yeah, so far a few comments on the video there are looking positive. So we appreciate you guys supporting this idea, and yeah, I mean, sometimes the simplest ideas are the best ones. And so just straight up, it's easy to understand. It's fairly easy to implement. And it has, like Rich was saying, you know, there's room for it to grow. So.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, I can't promise we'll ever be back to some of the deep deals that we were doing, especially not, you know, in the foreseeable due to this thing. But yeah, this is where it all begins. So, you know, hang tight.
Yep. And yes, you can bank your points. I'm not sure. There may be an expiry I don't know if you've worked that all out completely, Rich. We've left the door open to say these points expire in, you know, 6 months or a year or something. But it's not going to be like, if you don't spend this next week, it's gone. You know, it's...
No, the only thing we need for is like with any gift card or reward program, I mean, we just can't have someone come in 4 years from now with like 5,000 points and want to redeem their $10,000, you know, or things like that. So there will be expiration. Well, at least at start, when you, Dana, the answer to the question for, you know, let's say we get this going immediately tomorrow, and I don't know that it'll be tomorrow. It might be Wednesday. Will make a lot of sense because it's new comics and, you know, we can kind of rally around that. You will be getting, for now, you'll be getting handouts that will have your amounts on them, and they will have an expiration date of either, like Josh said, either 6 months or a year. So, but that's while we are working on the, I mean, basically all we really need to do, we've done tutorials before on the point of sale system and the rewards, but we need to make sure that our whole staff is ready and able to set up accounts as you come in and make sure you're getting rewards right away. So until then, we're going to plug the hole.
Yep.
So, but yeah, I mean, I'm very excited. I do think, I think this is going to be awesome. We saw it work really well at the sale right before Christmas, although there we allowed it on all spending throughout the store. This is a perfect example, though. We just sort of found that it's like, well, if we're already giving 40% off or more on things, or we have discounted booster boxes, those reward points in addition to those things are pretty harmful to our bottom lines. And so that's why we need to just start simple and try to develop from there.
Mm-hmm. To backtrack a little bit, Parker had mentioned that a lot of his tabletop purchases now have gone to Kickstarter. Just wanted to throw in there that we have calmed down a bit on our Kickstarter spending, the store, at least for the moment. Hopefully, you know, whenever we get back into more of a normal routine and the store picks up again and stuff like that, you know, we're absolutely wanting to be the place that can provide those Kickstarter editions for our customers. You know, we have some that have been pledged, and, you know, obviously they won't get here until probably next year at this point, or farther out, depending. But some of those things like Return to Dark Tower, Blood on the Clock Tower, I believe we're still, those are ones we're waiting on, and Frosthaven. So we definitely have an interest in Kickstarter and wanting to, like I said, be the store that provides you an avenue to get those games. And that way you can still get them and get all the shiny new stuff and exclusives and things and support the store. For the time being, we're currently not really entertaining too many Kickstarter ideas unless something really huge comes out of left field that just makes absolute sense for us to jump on top of. So, just wanted to throw that in there for any of you who are curious about that. And you know, obviously, if there's something that looks really good, let us know. We'll certainly look into it. We just, you know, obviously can't promise anything at the moment that we'd be able to do anything with it. So, all right. So what do you think, Rich? We're actually getting close to our time here. Maybe we should give our big announcement and...
we are getting close, actually.
Yeah.
All right. Who's been a good boy or girl? Michelle, are you still around? How about you, Corey Hoyland? Because, you know, you guys are you know, guys and girls are going to want to hear what I'm about to say. So,
yep.
Oh my gosh. We have like 5 minutes left already.
Yeah.
Where did that go?
I blame Diamond Distributors.
Sorry, I'm just reading Parker's comment. So.
Oh yeah.
all right. So today, you know, we had our second graphic novel club conclusion. And at the end of a club session month, I guess ultimately they'll hopefully just be monthly, is pardon me, a live Discord meeting with the creator of the comics. And so our first month we had Dave Chisholm and his book Instrumental, and he was fascinating. He not only did a graphic novel, soundtrack for it. He has a degree from a prestigious place in New York, and he not only did the graphic novel, then made a CD that went along with it. And so, yeah, we had a great talk about how do you think about a book in terms of the music, and how reading is a reading can be paced by the author, but is also often also very personal. You know, you read at your pace or you react to things in your way. And so that was really fascinating. Today was just awesome. We did the book These Savage Shores, which was a 5-issue miniseries published by Vault, and we had Ram V on, Ram V Cadison, who is the creator, writer of that book, and we still have copies of that. I really can't emphasize enough, if you want to read an incredible book, it's a horror story, but what it is it's a horror story set in 1700s India, and couched in all kinds of things about Indian culture, from the politics of the time involving the East India Company and England, and also the mythologies and histories and origin stories that are told in the Indian culture that we have no information about. I mean, it's just a fascinating book about colonialism, about werewolves and vampires, and Indian mythology. The art is absolutely incredible. Like, you will not know any of the creators, and that was what was so fascinating about it. The watercolorish art, coloring was just astounding. I mean, that book's great. We have copies at the shop, and you know, but today too, you know, as John Rodenbiker has said on Facebook, I mean, the thing is, it was the intimacy, as Dane Brecker pointed out, the intimacy of being able to just have a conversation with the creator on Discord in a format where they aren't being recorded. And with the small numbers that we have right now in the graphic novels, you get to ask questions, you know, you engage in a conversation and all that. And so we're going to continue that whole format. We're going to stick with the idea that it is on, good. that it's staying on Discord, it's not going to be recorded, and it's going to be, well, maybe less intimate once I tell you what I'm about to tell you. So, but starting with the new club, and you're going to be fairly excited when I tell you this. You're going to have to give us a couple of days yet for everything to be on the web where you can order it. But, you know, a graphic novel club is $19.99 a month, and the next 3 months, guests are lined up, and the first two is a two-parter because we're going to sell, it's going to be a $40 hardcover. So when you sign up, you're going to buy 2 months up front. You're also going to be buying a recurring membership now. And of course, you can bow out of that membership anytime you want, but it's literally every subscription model on the planet. You know, our graphic novel club, we're not selling you a graphic novel. We're selling you a service, exactly like Netflix is not selling you a show or a movie. It's selling you a service. That's what we're selling. So for $20 a month, you get the graphic novel, and you get membership to join the meeting at the end of the month. So that makes sense to everybody? Josh, miss anything? That makes sense, right?
Nope, I think that pretty well describes it there. One thing to mention, unless I don't know if this is changing at all, but if you happen to already own the graphic novel that is going to be read that month, then you will get a Paradox gift card. So you still pay the full price to get that membership, but then you'll get a gift card back so you can spend that on something else at the store rather than buying the book a second time.
Yep, and then be eligible to join for the final thing. So the first 2 months are a $40 hardcover. There are two volumes of this work, in softcover, but they're both out of print. And so we couldn't find a better way to do it. You guys ready? when we got, you know, Dave was awesome, and then we were like, who do we know that's a little bigger name and things like that? And it isn't even about that. Once we get aligned into the future, we'll be focusing on new releases So it isn't always that it's going to be a known creator. But if you can get a known creator, then you catch people's attention, try to get them in the club, and try to make a habit. You know, get them to see why the club is valuable and that it's a fun thing to be a part of, right? So, to that end, we ultimately picked the hardcover collection of issues 1 through 12 of Sheriff of Babylon. And so our first guest on July 9th, and very truthfully, is Tom King, and our guest on July 30th is Mitch Gerrans. That is the creative team behind Sheriff of Babylon and Mr. Miracle and at least half of Tom King's Batman. And that is happening at the Paradox graphic novel. So that is a true story. Josh, that is a thing that is actually happening.
Yes.
So your membership will get you, you will buy that 2-month membership and get that hardcover. If you've got Sheriff in some form, we'll get you a gift card equal to that amount. And then you'll be eligible to join us for both Tom and Mitch to discuss their work on that book. And I'm sure any other thing, you know, if we get a small number, we'll do it the intimate way we've been doing it. If we get a larger number, I think we'll have to take questions from people rather than just give everybody, you know, like today, everybody's there asking multiple questions, in fact, you know. So, but in the future, then it will be other things. It'll be probably if we have even 20, say, we'll probably take questions then, right? Because there's no viable way to do so. So, yeah, I mean, to say we're excited is an understatement.
Well, and you know, and that's one of the things that I've found fascinating because, you know, for a while there, we had a good run where we were interviewing comic creators and board game designers and stuff on the podcast. And hopefully we can get back to that a little bit more again someday. But for right now, what we're doing makes a lot of sense. But, you know, a lot of these people, at least the ones that we've been in contact with, have been just so kind and so giving of their time and just, you know, very accessible. And that's so awesome. It's like you think, well, you know, it's Tom King. It's like, he was never going to respond to a message, but what the heck, let's just put it out there and see what happens. And here you go, you know? So, yeah, I think that's amazing. And I'm sure you and Darren and the rest of the guys all have a lot of ideas about who to ask next and where to take it from here. But yeah, that's if you're not big into comics, and you know, I'm not, but I hang around with these guys a bit, so I catch names and stuff. Tom King is a big name. He's kind of a big deal in comics, and so
yeah, I mean, Tom King and Mitch Gerrans, I mean, a lot of people, mm-hmm. if they didn't know them from the Mr. Miracle series of a couple of years ago, is one of the best books of the 21st century so far. Tom King just finished an 85-issue run on Batman. You will be familiar with, you couldn't, unless you lived under every, if you guys remember a couple summers ago, Batman number 50 was supposed to be the wedding of Batman and Catwoman. He's the one that writes that issue where they actually don't get married.
Spoiler alert. Everyone knew that before the book came out. That got spoiled.
Yeah, exactly. Right. Yeah. So, I mean, we've got a top 5 writer in the industry coming on and one of our favorite artists. Mitch was pretty funny because I've met Tom King. I met Tom King and Clay Mann at a convention. A lot of people was at when I met them. And when Tom King and I were talking, one of the last things he said to me is, how can I help? You know, what can I do? And we've talked off and on Twitter a couple of times over the years. And I had him lined up for a podcast previously, but in reality, one of the reasons that, you know, you're talking about guests in the podcast, one of the problems with that is we monetize experience, you know? Mm-hmm. It's like we'd get a good guest and a few people would tune in, but that would be the extent of it. So the Graphic Novel Club is a perfect marriage of the fact that we're a store and we got to make sales, and that we're nerds and like to talk to cool people, you know. So, so it's a way. It's a great way for customers to support us by spending $20 and to get something really cool out of it. So, Well, Parker, I'm not out to of the debacle. Yeah, no. That's. I mean, we'll probably have a. I don't know if we want to go into that with Tom. I think we'll just want to ask questions about Sheriff. So, but yeah. So there you go. It's going to be spectacular. And actually, we have a great guest lined up for August already as well. I confirmed just this week that we're going to have Jeffrey Brown, who, whether you know, is another one, or even if you don't know his name, you know his books. You've seen his little children's books for Star Wars. Vader's Little Princess is the one that I always think of. And there's a huge line of those. There was a Rey one recently. And this summer he's got an original book coming out called Once Upon a Space Time. And I was really excited about that. I actually been talking to him a few months ago about the possibility of doing something around its release. It'll be out by the time we interview him in August, get him in August. But I mean, realistically, he's a bigger name than, in terms of, the mass market, right. Than anybody will get, as a periodical comic writer. So there you go.
Yeah. So awesome things still coming. You know, the store, we're surviving and dedicated to, I guess, taking the opportunity, you know, to push forward and do things that maybe we were hesitant to do in the past or a little conservative to do. So, so yeah, good stuff is coming out of this very strange time, I think.
And change for sure, you know. Yep. Who thought 3 months ago we still wouldn't be running any events and launching all these new things and have limited hours? And I mean, today was it, you know. I mean, it is a big deal to me today that, I mean, last Sunday was supposed to be the first time we were open 7 days a week, but you know, events dictated a different choice there. So, so here we are. So,
yeah.
All right. I'm pumped, man. It's going to be great. And if you haven't seen them, we just completed, we did our first, we revamped our Cabin Fever comics. It's essentially a mystery box, but they now come with prizes. I think we sold, I don't remember, we sold a dozen or so of the first one that we did, and you had your chance to win a copy of Thor 337, the first appearance of Beta Ray Bill. You got $25 minimum value worth of comics, and this time we loaded them up. Everything you got was, you know, I opened one on a video, if anybody watched that, and there was like a variant for Absolute Carnage number one. There was Tales from the Dark Multiverse Death of Superman. There was, you know, nothing you got in there was like, you know, Justice League Dark number 14, you know, or something like that, right? Like everything, there was a Captain Marvel number 16, but it was because of the variant. So everyone is an anniversary issue, a cool one shot, a big number one, you know, a relevant thing, an appearance, whatever. So for $24.99, you get a minimum $5 worth of just like the best comics out there. And then you had your shot to win the Thor. I hope whoever won it follows the instructions that we put inside to take a picture and tag us and stuff. So we'll find out. Because we don't even know who it was. We made them. But, you know, we knew which one it was, and then we just shuffled them all up and dished them out. So no clue who won it. So, and I'm working on a new prize. I'm hoping tied with the graphic novel online announcement, you know, will also be the new mystery box, looking at several pretty cool books. Unfortunately, we've sold some of our really cool books that would have fit the bill really well over the last couple of months, you know. And I think something was going on, and we needed to raise. So.
Yeah. But yeah,
anyway.
I think that pretty well covers what we had in store for today. So it's a little after 6. We'll let everyone go and have some supper if you hadn't had it yet. We thank you guys for tuning in, whether it's live or catching the podcast off of the website. That website, of course, is paradoxcnc.com. We recommend that you head over there. Somewhat frequently. We're trying to keep things updated. We've got new things coming up all the time. I know there's a Magic pre-release that is happening in some capacity, and we've got new product up for that, for the Core Set 2021. So you can go and do some pre-orders there for that. We hope that you will also find us here on Facebook, Paradox Comics and Cards. We're also at Paradox CNC on Twitter, Paradox CNC on Instagram. And, of course, the shop is open, like Rich said, 7 days a week, 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. So, obviously, some precautions are being taken. Make sure you have your mask and don't come in if you're feeling sick, that sort of thing. But you can actually pop down to the store and pick stuff up if you want. Curbside's still available, all that good stuff. We do thank each and every one of you for supporting the store in any way that you can, whether it's joining us on the podcast, actually purchasing things, you know, all that good stuff. So thank you guys so much. I think that's it. Rich, any parting words?
No. M21 stuff is up, double masters, and then we'll either be doing an in-person pre-release or we'll be doing another one of the sort of at-home. If we do at-home, it'll be a little different. We kind of learn, you know, it was impossible to do it last time, but I kind of know what I want to do now.
So. Perfect. Well, stay tuned, everybody, and I guess we'll see you on the next DoxCast.
This was a DoxCast. Hope you think it rocks, cast. Oh, look at the clocks, cast. Until next time, geek on.